Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. Can I please get your zip code to locate an account?
Zip code is 28625.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Michael Robinson.
Thank you. Could you confirm your address for me, please?
488 Hill Dairy Road, Statesville, North Carolina, 28625.
All right, thank you. And I do see where you completed a sweepstakes offer today for the Craftsman Drill. There were some additional terms and conditions in agreement as far as trying to enroll you into Bites Hub, which is a meal plan app designed to fuel your journey to a healthier lifestyle. It also includes workout tutorials, fitness guides, and things of that nature that you can use throughout the app. It is a monthly subscription, which is $59.89, but I'm showing that charge did decline.
Yes, I want it declined. I want this order canceled immediately.
Well, since the charge declined, no account was set up, and I can provide you with a confirmation number of that if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, because my Capital One declined because I guess they think it's fraudulent. What's the confirmation number?
920-726-306.
906-920-726-306.
Correct. Is there anything else I can help you with?
So this whole transaction's been declined, and it won't go through.
Correct.
I mean, it's fraudulent that you offer a toolbox for $2, and I see a charge of $59. That's why.
Okay, and that's not the offer that we have, sir. You entered a sweepstakes, and on the website where you were entering that sweepstakes, with you paying the shipping for the Craftsman, there were some additional terms and conditions that you agreed upon, which is how you got to our company.
I don't believe seeing any of that information, but it's okay as long as everything's canceled.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.